Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Well, it's over for Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State. They turfed him today. They said that they gave him the opportunity to announce his retirement and coach out the season, but he said, screw you. Give me my money. I don't want to retire.
I was right under the assumption that they were going to try to do the mutual parting of ways, and they even said in the first statement that there was a mutual parting of ways, and then Gundy's like, nope.
I want to coach.
You don't want me to clearly, coach some money, please.
He clearly did not want to coach.
No,
he was great there, yes. and it should not get lost how good of a job he did. Mm-hmm. He was better than Les Miles there. He was better than Jimmy Johnson there. He's probably the best coach they've ever had.
He is.
And he only had two losing seasons, his very first season and his last season, yeah. In terms of complete seasons. They're 1-2 this year, but yeah. He won 10 or more games 7 times. So he was very good. But NIL was his demise. I mean, he did not embrace that.
Nope.
And it got him killed. Yep. Now, other coaches have a little more class and just bow out, you know, like Sabes.
Yeah.
And there have been many. There have been a ton in basketball, too. Yep. But Gundy, he just didn't approach it that way. He's like, fine, I'll just keep going. I don't give a rip.
Dabo's going down this road, right, where he's being defiant about it.
Yeah, and, but Dabo, you know. At least, like, I mean, they were good last year.
Yeah. Well,
and they're going to owe him way too much money to ask him to retire.
Yeah.
Well, and Dabo, I mean, even with Dabo's flaws in terms of him embracing or lack of embrace of the new system, Clemson doesn't want to fire him, do they?
I don't think so. I mean, they're 1-3. Let's see how this goes.
Yeah, I mean, if it ends up being a disastrous season, you may have to look at it. But Dabo's a good, like,
yes, he is.
He's not in Gundy territory. Like, Gundy has just absolutely lost. I mean, it's just all gone. Like, yeah. He has no good players.
No.
I mean, he used to have, dude, those teams used to be loaded. They would have quarterback after quarterback after quarterback, receiver after receiver after receiver, and he hasn't done anything.
Yeah, 7-6, 7-6, 4-7,
yeah.
And now whatever this disaster is. So it's
it feels like he refuses to play the game.
Well, and you know, I think the resource thing hurt him too. And he loves to talk about that. By the way, real quick, did you happen to see Jimmy Rogers, the coach up at Washington State?
Yeah, I think we have that.
I loved.
I don't know if we have in the system.
Buck,
Let me see.
Let's see if we can pull it.
So Jimmy Rogers, after the Apple Cup, unfortunately, and it drives me crazy, did the resource thing. You know, well, you know, we don't have what they have over there, and so the next day he came back for a press conference and he said this.
You know, if there's one thing I regret from Saturday, it's the comments in here. Nobody brought me in here to make excuses about things that we don't have, and I see a soundbite. Everything's a soundbite about my comments that I made. They brought me in here to help create a winning program. I need to do that and keep my mindset on that and not complain about things that in the moment I don't control. I control the attitude of this football team, and we got to get ready to play our best football. It's easy to make excuses, and everything that I've said to the team, I've become hypocritical on what I say when I say things like that. And so I, more than anything, I probably apologize to the Coug fans and the administration as far as, you know, that even coming out of my mouth, because nobody cares. And I've said it before, nobody's going to save us right now. We got to save ourselves. We got to commit to the process. We got to compete. We got to find a certain level of focus and passion to step on the field with and compete. And we're not going to stop trying, I promise you that. And play a certain level of grit to keep us in games and then try to close people out in the fourth quarter. What we don't have is an excuse on why we played the way we did. We had the opportunity to win a game. We didn't. And we need to learn from it, grow from it, let it sting because it's stung, and we got to get better.
Amen. Exactly.
That was great.
In the last 3 years, every freaking year, Mike Gundy, since he went 7-6, 7-6, and then the 4-7, dude, there's 1,000 clips of that guy talking about the resources and we don't have this and we don't have that. And then, you know, getting ready to go play Oregon, you know, he talks about that. And it's just at some point, Mike, shut up or don't do it.
Well, yeah, it's like cry about resources or do the best with what you have.
Yeah, this is the world you're living in. But this idea that the world was changing and you don't like it, therefore you bitch and moan about it. And Dabo does a little bit of this. And again, it kind of drives
me nuts. We spend to win.
I just don't have respect for people that cry about that stuff because we all agree, like, yeah, it may be unfair and it sucks that you're in this position, but no one is making you be in this position. You're getting paid like $7 or $8 million.
Well, and that's why I didn't want to retire.
Exactly.
But can I also point out, this conversation always bugs me because it has always been this way.
Yeah. Well, but I think the idea is you didn't, how do I say this? What you needed to compete back in the day, as far as is underground payments, the idea was that for a couple million bucks, maybe $1 or $2 million, you could put together a pretty, a pretty competitive team. But now that it's above board, it ain't $1 or $2 million anymore. The good guys between revenue sharing and NIL, they're spending $40, $45, $50 million. And then the transfer portal is the other killer, is that it used to be that you could kind of grow and develop and you could have that. But nowadays, it's harder because if you do grow and develop, someone else can come take your player and then it's hard for you to kind of keep that roster. So it's harder for these schools to do it. And so, again, it got harder. You don't like it because you're not in an advantageous situation. Therefore, instead of doing something about it or trying to be innovative or creative, you cry, you bitch, you moan, and then you're like, well, it's not really my fault. And I just have no time for that. Not when you're getting paid millions of dollars and you're supposed to be a Hall of Fame coach.
I don't know if it's harder. I think it is for some kids because they have their hands out. It's all about money and that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Oklahoma State is not a school that's ever really been in those waters.
No.
Right? So why is it hard? It's not harder. It's just different. And he's not adapting. We just talked last week about the Brett Bielema story. Now, I know they just got their ass kicked by Indiana.
Yeah.
But Brett Bielema, give me the difference between Oklahoma State and Illinois.
I would say that Oklahoma State has a better resource program. Except now,
well, they had T Boone.
They had T Boone, and it's been a better program. The difference now is
easier schedule.
The difference now is that Illinois gets Big Ten payments, and Oklahoma State does not. But that doesn't necessarily that hasn't really affected them the last 2 years.
Yeah, I just feel like those two programs pretty good comparison.
Yes. Yeah.
Brett Bielema, his answer to this was, "Hey, man, I got to retain my players. Like you said, it's harder to retain your players. That's maybe the one thing that is different. But it's." Illinois has never been able to compete against Ohio State.
No.
And
Oklahoma State doesn't compete against Texas.
Exactly. And they didn't even compete against their in-state rival.
No.
I mean, Gundy could never beat Oklahoma. He was like 4-15 against Oklahoma. Yeah. So there's always been an imbalance. It's no different. It's just, it is different.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no harder. It's just different. You have to adapt.
Yeah.
And Mike Gundy has not done that. What Bielema said was, you know what I did to retain my players? And they retained the most players of any team in the Big Ten, 16.
Yep.
He said, I got through to their moms. Yep. I make a special point to bring the moms into the program. I keep in touch with them on a sometimes daily, mostly weekly basis. I have practices for them. I have events for them. I make it feel like when they're, because some, he said some kids are all about the money and that's just, they're probably not coming to Illinois.
Yeah.
Okay. Same with Mike Gundy. So what do you do for the kids that are willing to come to Illinois or Oklahoma State? Mm-hmm. You adapt. And yeah, that's what Brett Bielema has done. And all Mike Gundy has done is bitch.
Yeah.
And it's kind of embarrassing, but, you know, the guy gets a bunch of money to walk away, whatever.
And you need to be innovative. If what you're doing isn't working anymore with the players you have, you got to start thinking outside of the box.
That's what I mean by adapt.
Yeah.
And everybody's done it.
Yeah.
It's just some do it better than others. That's really it.
And some, I believe Mike Gundy knew 2 years ago that this was the way that this was going. And I don't think he really did anything to stop it.
No.
I think he just kind of leaned into it and was like, this is the way I do things. F you. Yep. And if you want me out of here, fire my ass.
I think that's right. I think you can tell that's what he's done.
Yeah.
And he knew that this would be the way it would end up.
Yeah.
And he has a built-in excuse for it.
Yes.
You know, he's going to write a book or something.
100%.
Or, you know.
Yeah. And he'll talk about, you know, it's unfair. And, you know,
yeah. Start a podcast.
Yeah.
He's a pretty entertaining dude. All those years,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people who know him say he was a lot of fun down there.
Yeah,
but boy, towards the end,
he
just got real defiant and obnoxious.
In almost every aspect of life, whether you're a musician, we all know the band that we grew up loving, and then you get to about that seventh album, and you're like, ooh. Quentin Tarantino, by the way, is getting ready to retire. He said he only wants to make 10 films because he says that when you look at a great director's work, normally you get to 11, 12, 13. Movies aren't that good anymore, right? And this is just, it is true. Like, we all lose our fastball at some point. Mike Francesa at one point was like the number one thing in sports radio. And you watch Mike Francesa now and you're just like, oh my God, how was this at one point the best in our industry? But he was. And I just think some of it is age, some of it's the unwillingness to evolve, but it just happens. It happens to most, and the way you handle it speaks volumes. And Mike Gundy saw where this was going, saw what was happening to him, and refused to try to fight against the dying light, and just was like, whatever.
Well, he threw his hands up.
Yeah, and when you do that, this is it goes from. It goes from some sort of graceful ending to kaplunk. And that's where
also,
we're at.
And he'll
never blame himself.
May I also throw out, is there a way that they could find, somehow they could cut out the reporters banging on laptops in these press conferences?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
That wasn't great.
Clicky clicks.
Isn't that annoying to you?
It kind of sounds like somebody, one of the reporters was like doing it on their phone and the person next to him was typing. That's what it almost felt like.
Yeah.
I hear that a lot.
The other one that someone threw out, and I think this is good too, and coaches love to do this. Even Saban did this. The throw shade at your own boosters. The old, you guys need to be better. It's not my fault. We need more money, and if you want us to be better, don't expect me to be better until you give me more money. And if you, it's government, right? Yeah, our schools suck or our roads suck, but man, if you just give me more money, I can solve this problem. And that is true. That's the other one. A lot of these coaches, when things start going wrong, they start pointing fingers. Billy Napier did this last year in Florida, right? Well, it's so-and-so in the basement, you know, and he's the one, the negativity in the program. And, you know, we need to dig deep. And, you know, you want this program to be successful. You look at yourself and you start donating money. No one ever wants to actually look at themselves and say, what can I do better? It's as simple as saying, well, I don't have Ohio State money. I don't have Texas money. I don't have Oregon money. Therefore, you can't expect me to be any better than I am because I don't have that.
You know, I hope we elect to kick ass.
And you need to give me that. Otherwise, don't expect me to do good things.
All right, we have some candidates that have emerged for Oklahoma State. We'll get to that. And very big news, the top favorite for the Heisman Trophy is going to be out a while. We'll get to that coming up next in our College Football Tuesday Toot Toots on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.